Hello, we are reading from Book Zohar for All. We are in the portion Naso. You can watch and send questions on Gab TV or Sviva Tova. Unfortunately, we do not have the English text, but we will do our best. We are on 145 in the portion Naso.
We'll try and feel as much as possible that we're together and all of our friends from all around the world. In hope that the upper Zohar, the upper light, will bestow to us and allow us to connect into a Kli to feel the light.
145. So you shall be blessed. So you shall bless the sons of Israel. Tell them, this is how you shall bless them in the holy tongue, in fear and humility. Because Malchut is called Ko, in which sanctity and fear and humility is, humbleness. This is how you shall be blessed, the Tzedek, Malchut, called Ko. Because all the judgments come from Ko. Because Ko is from coarse. Because while Malchut is on the left, it is blunt and does not shine. And all the judgments extend from her. It is written, and here you did not hear thus far, this is how Moses threatens with the name Ko, and it is written, this is how you shall know that I am the Lord, which he would threat with the name Zot. And it is all one, because Malchut is called Ko, and is called Zot. And it is written, he did not move his heart even to Zot, as it is ready to ruin his land. 146. And from Ko, from the Malchut, awakened Dinim. And when he connected with the Chesed, it was perfumed. And due to this, it was passed to the priest who comes from Chesed, in order to be blessed and perfumed that Ko. And this is as it's written, Ko. And even though Ko is in Dinim, you shall perfume it and bless it. As it is written, Ko, you shall bless the people of Israel, meaning you shall bless with this grace, this Ko, and you will perfume it for Israel, so that they will not find judgments in them. 147. This is how you will bless the people of Israel and say to them, it's not written, tell them, but amol, tell. It comes to say that when there are many paritzim, we do not advertise a thing because they were not commanded to advertise the name Ko, because it is written, tell them, tell just like that, and not tell them. Because it is written, so you shall bless, why is it not written, tell them? But rather, if they merited, tell them. Where the blessings come to Israel, and they didn't merit, Amor, tell them, just like that. 148. It's written, and I saw Daniel myself, the sight, and the people who were with me did not see this sight. But the great anxiety fell upon them. And I saw myself. After all, they were prophets, and he was not a prophet. And who are they? Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. If so, holiness became the weekday. And it's written, they did not see the sight, and why were they fearful? And in Daniel it is written, and I saw, and I was, and he was not fearful, and he is not a prophet. After all, the weekday to the holiness? Meaning, whoever is not a prophet is holier than a prophet. 149. And it is written, for an encampment shall fall upon me, my heart shall not be fearful. If a war should fall upon me, this is what I trust. In this Zot, I trust Malchut. This was his fate and his part to be strengthened and to be due revenges. The Creator made David a Merkava, a holy Merkava with the forefathers, and received upper holy Ktarim from all those who inherited from the fathers. And the Malchut that David inherited and his sons after him, in the place of the upper Malchut, he strengthened, and they inherited his sons, this Malchut, until it moved from their government for generations. 150. At the time that Malchut awakened for the sons of David, there is no one to rise before them. As it is written, "And I, Daniel, saw alone this sight, which is the Malchut, called Mar'ah, because it was from the sons of David. As it is written, and it was in them as the sons of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, and more. Hence he saw and rejoiced in it, as it is from the side of his inheritance and the fate of his father, David. And because it was his, he tolerated it and was not fearful of it. And the others could not suffer and were fearful. And even though they did not see, their fate saw." And at the time that Ko awakens in her judgments, the people of the world cannot rise before her. 151. But in the time where the priests open their arms and come from Chesed, the Chesed from above awakens and connects to this Ko. And it is perfumed and blessed in illuminating faces to the people of Israel, and the judgments move away from them, as it is written, "So you shall bless the sons of Israel and not for the rest of the people." 152. This is why the priest blesses and not another, so that it would his Sfira Chesed will awaken by him, because he is called the Chassid, as it is written, "To a man who is your Chassid." And he comes from the side of Chesed, and it's written, "And your disciples, the Chassidim, will be blessed." And don't call Yevarchucha, they shall bless you, but they will bless Ko. Ko will be blessed in the implied name. You shall bless in the holy name. 153. In the time where the priest is below, he rises, opens his arms, and all the holy Sefirot above awaken and are corrected to be blessed. They illuminate from the depth of the well Bina, which extends to them always, and the blessings never stop, and they stream from waters that come to all the worlds. 154. In the time when the priests raise their arms, a silence and whisper happens in all the worlds, similar to the king who wants to couple with the queen and wanted to come to her in cognito. And all those who are awakening at that time are whispering, "The king came to couple with the queen." The queen is the assembly of Israel, the Malchut. 155. The priest needs to raise his right arm above his left, as it is written, "And Aaron raised his arms to the people and blessed them." His hands, it is written, and not his arms, because of the blessing of the right arm over the left. Because it is written, "And he shall govern you, as the male, the right, shall govern the nukva, the left, the female." 156. The priest that wants to raise his palms needs to add sanctity to his sanctity. He needs to bless his hands by the holy, the Levi. And the priest needs to take the holiness of the water from his hands, as it is written, "And you blessed and holy and sanctified the Levites." And it's written in the Levites, "Also your brothers, the tribe of Levi, of your father who's with you, they will accompany you and serve you, as they are the tribe of your father." It turns out that every priest who raises his palms should be sanctified by the holy and add the holiness to his holiness. Hence, he will not take the holiness of the water from another person who is not holy. 157. The Levi, which the priest is sanctified by, needs to be sanctified first. Why is he sanctified by Levi and not by another priest? Another priest does not need to sanctify a priest who is his friend, because he can be a priest that is not complete. He is prohibited for the work, and a complete priest does not need to be damaged by someone who is not whole. But a Levi who is whole is worthy of coming to the altar and stand in the blessing, and as it's written, "He is holy, as you is written, you have sanctified the Levites," and he is called pure, as you have purified them. And because the priest needs to add sanctity to his holiness, so to be included from the Levi as well, because the purity is only in the Levi. 158. A priest who raises his palms does not need his fingers to connect in each other, so that they will be the holy sefirot will be blessed each on its own, as it is appropriate for them, because the holy name needs to be expanded in the written words and letters to not be mixed in one another, and he will intend with these matters. 159. The Creator wanted the uppers to be blessed in order to bless the lower ones, because after the upper sefirot are filled with the abundance of blessings, they bless the lower ones. And the upper ones will be blessed as they are holy in upper holiness by the lower ones, who are holy in the upper holiness. And they are holy from all the holiness below the priest. As it is written, and your disciples shall bless you. 160. Each priest who does not know who he's blessing and what the blessing he's blessing, his blessing is not a blessing. As it is written, the lips of a priest will keep the Da'at, and the Torah will be asked from his mouth. Da'at, the Sfira of Da'at, which unites Chuchma and Bina. And Torah, which they ask of his mouth, the upper shall ask from the mouth of Ziranpin, to know how the Torah above is united, called Torah. The Torah, the oral Torah in Ziranpin, called Torah, the written Torah. And the Torah that is oral in Malchut, which is called the Torah, the oral Torah. The priest that needs to aim these things above need to unite the holy name appropriately.
All right. Good. We'll continue.
161. Tell them. The holy name is revealed and concealed. The revealed is written Yud K Vav K. The covered is written in other letters. And that one that was covered was concealed from all. And even the one that was revealed is covered in other letters, because that concealed one is concealed from all that is in Panim. The revealed name is Ziranpin, and the concealed Arichanpin. Covered in the other letters, Ekye, which is the name of Keter. And Arichanpin is clothed in the internality of Ziranpin. And even the one that was revealed is covered in other letters, Adni, the name of Malchut. And because that concealed of unconcealed Arichanpin, which is clothed in the internality of Ziranpin, therefore also Ziranpin is covered and is not revealed, only Adni. 162. Here the priest needs to join the holy name and to bring down Rachamim, which are all included in the speech of the 22 letters, the crowns of mercy. This is the name of the 22 letters which is brought in the priest's blessing. And the letters of this name are concealed 22 measures of mercy, which are the 13 corrections of Dikna Vatika, which is concealed of all, and the 9 corrections of Dikna that were revealed from Ziranpin. 9 and 13 are 22, and all 22 measures of Rachamim join into one name, which the priest would aim when he raised his arms in the 22 etched letters in the name 22. 163. When there is humility in the world, the name of the 22 letters was revealed to all. And when audacity was multiplied in the world, it was concealed in its letters. As in the time that the name was revealed, the priest would aim and the name would be interpreted and revealed. He would aim in the concealed and revealed name, and the revealed name would be interpreted. And when audacity was much in the world, all the names and letters were concealed. All the measures of mercy, 164, all the measures of mercy that Moshe said twice. First he said 13 measures of Atik Datikin, of concealed of all, which is Arich Anpin, to bring them down to the place of Din, to Ziranpin, to subjugate the judgments. And these are the 13 measures of mercy that he said in the portion of You Shall Carry, as a merciful and giving God. Two, the 9 measures of mercy that are included in Ziranpin, which illuminate from Atika, which is concealed from all, said in the portion Shalach, Er Hapaim, and Rav Chesed, and more. and the priest includes them all as he raises his arms and blesses the people, as he is in the worlds and blessed on the side of mercy, which extend from the concealed Atika from all, and all those 22 letters which emerge from the blessing of the priests are concealed measures, the 22 measures of mercy. 165. In the three words, Havaya will bless you and protect you, there are 15 letters, which are the three portions that the blessing of the priests, the three names in each sentence, one Havaya, are included. Because in every four letters, 3 times 4 are 12. And from the three sentences, they are 15. And they are included against the 15 letters. The Creator will bless you and protect you. And this is what the priest means. And all the upper and lower ones are purified by the 22 letters in the name 22, which are concealed with these three sentences of the blessing of the priests, which are against the 22 measures of Rachamim, included in everything. Due to this, it is written, tell them, and not they were told, as we need to aim in all these degrees. Amo, tell, in the concealed matters of above, Amo in the calculation of the 248 organs in a man, lacking one. Lacking one, because in the one upper one, Arichanpin, all the 248 are dependent upon. And all are included in this blessing in these three sentences. Tell upon them, to them, to include in the blessing the upper ones and the lower ones. 166. What did David see when he said, man and beast the Creator shall save? Man is beautiful, but beast, why? It's all in the calculation of salvation. If they were merited, they are saved as man. If they are not merited, they are saved as a beast. 167. The Creator called upon Israel Adam as like above Ziranpin, and he called them a beast, and all in one sentence, as it is written, and you are the flock of my flock, man you are. For Israel are called man and beast, and due to that, man and beast, the Creator shall save. They merited, they're called Adam, as above. If they have not merited, they're called beast, and they're all blessed at 1 hour. The Adam above Ziranpin, Havaya, with the filling of the letters Aleph, in Gimatria, Adam. And the beast below, Malchut, Havaya, with the filling of the letters Hey, as in Gimatria, Behema, beast, 52. And also in Israel, there are 2 degrees of Adam and Behema, man and beast, all the souls that are extended from Ziranpin and those souls that extend from Malchut. And this is Adam and beast, the Creator shall save. 168. There is no blessing below until it is first above. And when it is above, it is found also below. And it all depends above. Hence, to the good and to the bad. For the good, as it is written, I shall torture the heavens and they shall torture the land. For the evil, as it is written, the Creator shall govern the army on the upper heights and from the below as well. 169, it's written, therefore, say to them, just like that, meaning that they shall bless the uppers and the lower ones together. It says, you shall bless, and then the people of Israel. Tell them, stam. As it is not said, say to Israel so that they will all be blessed together, the upper and the lower ones. The Creator shall bless you above and will support you and protect you below. The Creator shall shine His light upon you above and will support you below. The Creator shall bring His face to you above and will put peace before you below. 170. All together are blessed in 22 letters that are etched in the holy name, which is included and concealed in the blessing of the priests. In the name of the 22 letters, all are blessed. And they are mercy within mercy that have no deen inside of them. The Creator shall bring His face upon you, shall carry means will move away from you and depart it, so that it will not have any deen whatsoever.
Questions? Yes.
Rav, the Zohar is the interpretation of the 5 portions of the Torah, or is it also the rest of the writings?
It's written on the five portions of Torah.
But it's not the first time that they're mentioning David and qualities that are not actually...
It's written 1,000 years after receiving the Torah. So, of course, in the meantime, they were written all of the Tanakh, the other portions. All that you want. You can say that the Zohar is the book that signs all of our existence in Israel up to that point.
So it's not just about the five books of Moses, but it includes more.
There's more. Zohar includes Zohar, the original Zohar, they say. The Kabbalists say that the original Zohar was on all of the Tanakh, on all of the Torah. Really, every portion, every part of the Tanakh, it would take and interpret. It would write it according to the language of Kabbalah, from the language of the Midrash. Yes.
Is there a difference between reading slowly and reading fast?
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to us too much if we're reading.
Because there are many friends of ours that are translating that they can't. The translators, it's a problem.
Yeah, I understand. We do need to read a bit slower, but if there was no translation, you would barely understand what's written, maybe a quarter of it, because what we hear, in order to receive a segula. We need from the Zohar to receive the upper illumination, the upper Zohar, that will bestow to us and help us to connect. So even when you're reading Zohar and you don't understand any word, it doesn't matter. Most important is that you keep thinking how you want to be connected with the friends together.
If there's no difference, why don't we read slowly? If there's no difference.
No, it's just reading at his own pace. Sometimes I tell them to read slower, but they read at their own pace. I understand that it's difficult and can't translate it, especially Zohar, and when it's read fast and translated precisely, because there's many words here that you need to find for them the translated word. It's not that important, really. It's now we're translating Zohar to English, and then from English we'll see what other languages we can translate it to. But I don't think it's bothering your advancement. Most important thing is to keep thinking about connection, and Zohar will give you the strength for that.
You took him slowly, but the text is so quick. It's the same spirituality or not? I don't know. Is there a difference?
There's no difference. We'll continue. We're thinking about connection, and with the help of the Zohar, we'll hope it happens. Yes.
A friend from Israel is asking, during the reading of the Zohar, should we also be in faith above reason, where we're already connected and are in the end of correction? And
yes, of course, that's what we're always talking about. Yes. We are drawn to be connected and wanting the Zohar to establish that in us. To what degree? To the end. We pray. If we're praying, we're already praying for everything, not for a little bit. The prayer needs to be complete, not limited. Yes.
Yossi from the North is asking, what's the difference between the written Torah and the oral Torah?
Is the difference between Malchut and Zeranpin.
171, while the priest raises his hands. While the priest raises his hands, it's prohibited for the people to look at him, because divinity is immersed in his hands. Because they do not see, why does it harm them? After all, it is written, for man and animal should not see me. As in their life they do not see, but only in their death they see. But because the holy name is implied in the fingers of their hands, and man needs to be fearful, and though they do not see divinity, they do not need to look at the hands of the priests, so that the people will not be audacious towards the Shekhinah. 172. When the priest raises his hands, we need to be sitting in fear and terror, and to know that at the time that this desire exists in all of the worlds, the upper and the lower are blessed, and there is no judgment in them all. And this is the time that the concealed is revealed, the Atik of Atikin in Zeranpin, and peace is found in all the worlds. 173.1. These three sentences, in their beginning, there is Yud, Yud, Yud. Yud of Yevrechecha, he shall bless you. Yud of he shall shine. And Yud of he shall carry. All coming to show the complete faith. And when the Atika is blessed, which is Yud of Havayah, who needs to be blessed? Yud, Yud, Yud. Three times to be blessed in Zeranpin from Atik of all. And the three letters Yud are against the three lines. Because he shall bless you, right line. He shall shine upon you, left line. He shall carry you, the middle line. And due to that, the Creator shall bless you is above to Zeranpin, to receive from Atika, and protect you is below for Israel. 173.2. Anyone who is sorry in his dream will come to the time in which the priests spread open their arms and will say, Master of the world, I am yours and my dreams are yours, because at that time mercy is in all the worlds. And one who should pray his prayer on his sorrow, his judgment is inverted to mercy. The blessing of the priests. 174. It's a commandment for the priest to bless the people every day with his fingers erect, and to bless a blessing for each day that the blessings will be found above and below. The five fingers of the right are more important than those on the left. Hence, in the blessing that the priest blesses the people, he needs to heighten the right over the left. 175. And when the priest spreads open his arms, the Shekhinah dwells on these fingers, because the Creator agrees with the priest in these blessings. And Israel are blessed from above, and the Shekhinah, which immersed on their fingers, and below, from the priest that blesses. 176. The things that are done below awaken things against them above. In expansion of the fingers of the priest below, Shekhinah awakens to be immersed on them. And a few things in the world are awakened from things above. And this is the carrying of a lulav and the blowing of a shofar. And also the 10 fingers that the Shekhinah awakens to and be immersed upon, and awaken the 10 sefirot above, the 10 degrees that are above the 10 sefirot of Zeranpin. 177. Hence, it is prohibited for a person to erect his fingers for no reason, but in prayer and blessings and in the name of the Creator. As erection of the fingers is awakening of the holy name and faith. The erection of fingers are authorizing the 10 governors, who are the 10 fingers implying the revelation of Chochmah. Hence, the priest needs to bless with a good eye and the agreement of the Shekhinah. 178. When the blessing immerses outwards from the mouth of the priest, 60 letters in the blessing of the priests come out and fly in the firmament, and they appoint 60 ministers for each letter, and they all thank for the blessings. 60 letters in the blessings, because Israel are 600,000. And in 600,000, they are always in the world. And each of the letters in the blessings are 10,000. Hence, they are against the 60 ten-thousands of Israel. 179. The holy name, which emerges from the blessing of the priests, rises to the throne above the Binah, which is the upper Shekhinah, Binah, and the lower Shekhinah, Malchut, think and agreed with the priest in these blessings, and all those 60 appointees for each letter are blessed. Hence it is written, and they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I shall bless them, and I shall bless you. And then the Creator blesses Israel. 180. The blessing of the priests. The Creator shall bless you. He will shine you upon you, the Creator. He shall carry you, the Creator. The source of these three letters, three names, is Yudke Vavke, holiness, Ekye, Ekye, Ekye. From the source, Yudke Vavke. The connection of both of them, the unification of both, is Adni, in which the letters Aleph Yud imply Aleph Yud fourth, from two names that are implied there. The name Yud Bet Kuf is the abbreviation of the unification of holy blessing, the three names Ekye, Havaya, Adni, which in the three, in Gematria, Yabak, 112, and the Zohar implies first the blessing, which is the blessing of the priests. And he says, the Creator shall bless you, the Creator shall shine upon you, the Creator shall carry you. And the source of these three names is Yudke Vavke, as the blessing is Havaya. And there are the three names Havaya in the blessing of the priests. Against the three lines, the three letters Yud and Havaya in the filling of Sag. Yudke Vavke. And the three letters Yud of Sag are the of now implying holiness. It says, holiness, Ekye, 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 and its source is Yudke Vavke. And holiness is Ekye. And these are three Ekye against three lines. Three letters Aleph, which are in Havaya, filled with Ma. Like this, Yudke Vavke. These are the three letters Aleph and the abbreviation of Yud Aleph. And now he implies Yehud, unification, and says that the connection of the two is the unification of the two Adni, and the unification of these two names Havaya, Ekye, in the holiness and blessing is in the name Adni, in which the letters Aleph Yud are. Hence in it are the abbreviation of the two Ekye Havaya, Aleph of Ekye and Yud of Havaya, which implies that the two names Ekye Havaya unite in Aleph Yud of Adni. And because there is three Ekye and three Havayot against three lines, which are the three letters Yud and Havaya in the filling of Sag, and three letters Aleph and Havaya with the filling of Ma, it just turns out that after their unification in one another, they are three times Aleph Yud. Because in each line there is Aleph Yud against the abbreviation Ekye Havaya. And Aleph Yud in Adni, in Malchut, they receive three times Aleph Yud in these three lines.
All right. Yes?
Rav, I have a question.
I understand you have a question.
Why in the synagogue they talk about the name of the Creator, but outside it's prohibited?
It has many interpretations. You say it's not respectful. That if I respect someone, I have to talk to him in a respectful way. And if we're just talking for no reason, then we don't mention the name of the Lord.
So my question is, in the Zohar, sometimes they don't talk about the name of the Creator. They talk maybe Elohim, or, but we're in prayer. It's also a synagogue.
In a prayer, say the Creator's word, the Creator's name in its entirety, according to what we are requesting towards Him, according to the name.
Yes, but why in the Zohar they don't talk about that?
Because it's just a text. You're not directing a request to Him.
But we are doing a prayer here. Is this not a prayer?
This is not a prayer. You can direct yourself to the Creator, but it is not a prayer. This is not a prayer book that you are directing a prayer to the Creator by what you're reading.
I wanted to ask, why the longer the time passes and there's more years that I've studied Kabbalah, it's more and more difficult to be in intention and prayer. It's truly impossible.
Demanding of you to have a more accurate kavanah, intention, and for it to be through the friends. Not that you're just directing yourself to the Creator. You can. At first you thought you could, and then it was easy. And now they give you all kinds of obstacles that you'll know how to truly direct yourself to the Creator, and it's only through connection. According to how you connect with the friends, you'll have an opportunity to direct your request to the Creator and connect with them. And if not, not.
Also back then I would try all the time through the friends, but it was always that same work. But
now you have simply more, you're more accurate through the friends to the Creator. Try to stand on that. You have no choice. Other than that, of course it'll be more difficult.
I'm thinking maybe it's something in me, maybe I became more lazy, it's less interesting to me.
That's also true. It's not that you become more lazy. It's according to the difficulty to the person, and so it's difficult. It's not that all of a sudden you become something. Nothing's just done for no reason. The Creator is doing this so that you'll need the environment, the group, so that you'll need their help.
And they put forth my name. 181. And they put forth my name means they will correct. For the priests will correct in their blessings the sefirot of the right to the right, and the sefirot of the left to the left. It's important that they do not err in them and correct all, so that the upper and the lower will be blessed. 182. And if they do so, it is written, and I will bless you, those priests, as it is written, and your blessers are blessed. And it is written, and I will bless you from your blessings, those who bless to the people, and I will bless them who bless. 183. The priest that the people do not love will not raise his hands. And there's a story of one priest who raised his hands, and prior to doing that, he became a pile of bones, because he did not bless with love. Another priest rose his hands and blessed and corrected that day. Every priest that does not love the people, either the people don't love him, he will not raise his hands to bless the people. As it is written, an eye is better, and he will be blessed. Don't call it, he will be blessed, but he will bless. 184. It's said in that wicked Bilam that the time when he gave himself to bless Israel, he would look with an evil eye, so that the blessing would not occur. And he would put his words with an evil eye. As it is written, the speech of Bilam is his son in skin, because in all he hated everyone in the world. 185, it's written, open your eyes in order to bless. And the blessing of Rav Himnona Saba would say, the Creator will open your eyes upon you. And in the wicked it is written, the speech of a man who has blocked his eyes so that he will not be blessed by him. Hence, the blessing priest with a good eye, his blessing is accepted. And when he blesses with a not good eye, it's written, do not battle the evil eye bread, and don't taste its delights, meaning do not want a blessing from it at all. 186. And the Creator did not want to hear Bilam, was it not for Balak that he should rewrite this? After all, Balak did everything. But because he would block his eyes in order for Israel not to be blessed, the Creator said to Bilam, "Wicked, you blocked your eyes so that my sons will not be blessed. I will open my eyes, and all the things that you will say, I will invert into blessings. As it is written, and the Creator, your God, will make the curse into a blessing, because the Creator loves you." 187. It's written, a good eye man will be blessed, because he gave from his bread to the poor. From his bread, as it is written, the bread of his God from the Holy of Holies. Meaning that from the Holy of Holies, bread of God comes from. And due to that, he gave from his bread to the poor. How delightful are Israel before the Creator, as the uppers are not blessed but for Israel. The good eye, Yesod, poor, the Malchut. Bina, the Holy of Holies. Meaning that the Holy of Holies, Bina, from it the abundance comes, called the bread of God. Good eye, Yesod, took from his bread from the abundance of Bina, called the bread of his God. He gave it to the poor, to the Malchut. 188. The Creator swore to not enter Jerusalem of above to the complete coupling of Yud-Kei until Israel enter the Jerusalem below, until the complete redemption, as it is written, it is holy amongst you, and I shall not come in the city. As long as divinity is in exile, the name above is not whole, and all the times that the corrections were not corrected prior to the end of correction, seemingly the holy name remains lacking, because there are two zivugim in Abba Ve'ima, internal and external. The Creator swore to not enter Jerusalem above in the internal zivug of Yud-Kei, which are Abba Ve'ima, but the external zivug of Abba Ve'ima occurs in the 6,000 years. And the internal zivug, it said about that it seemingly leaves the holy name lacking and not upon the external zivug. 189. Rabbi Zera said to Rabbi Abba, after all, I've seen the face of divinity, and one who sees the face of divinity needs to go and run after it. As it is written, and we shall know and chase to know the Creator. And it is written, and many nations went and said, go, and we shall rise to the mountain of the Creator and to the house of the gods of Jacob, and he will show us his ways, and we will follow his ways, because from Zion Torah will come out, and the word of God from Jerusalem. And I want to follow you and to learn from those good things that you taste every day in the holy name of Rabbi Shimon. And he shall consider it as charity.
Are there any questions? Yes.
Fabrizio from Argentina is asking, I feel great rejection towards the wisdom and the friends right now. At this moment, I'm living this moment as bothering my life and my work. How can I overcome such a feeling? I don't feel happiness or filling or anything like that.
That's still nothing. It'll be a lot more points of rejection that they won't want to hear, they won't want to see, they'll hate everyone, and the teacher especially, and the Creator too. They'll just be scared of saying it. That's the way it is. What can we do? We get all of these feelings on purpose. What to do with it? To bow our heads. That I'm not asking for anything other than correction. A lot of disturbances will come, especially when we're reading Zohar. Just right now we're starting to really enter it. But when we will read more and more, it'll be a very dry, complicated reading. It won't be simple at all. Like you're really climbing a mountain. Please, let's continue.
And he considered it as charity. 160. It is written, and he believed in the Creator and considered him as charity. Is the meaning that the Creator thought that charity for Abraham, or Abraham for the Creator? It's written, and he considered her as in female form, meaning that Abraham certainly considered it the Creator. It's written, and he took it outwards, and he said, "Look to the heavens and count the stars if you could." As the Creator told him, "Go from the wisdom of your stars," which Abraham would see in the wisdom of the stars to not be get. "And this is not the way to know my name. You can see and I see." Avram does not beget, but Abraham begets. From here onwards, you shall try in a different way to know my name, because it is written, "So shall be your seed." Ko, so, is this tenth Sfira, holy Sfira of the king to know his name. Sfira, as the dinim awaken from her. 191. Ko, so will be your seed, as the seed will be from actual malchut. And if not the Sfira of malchut, there will be no seed. And by this, malchut inverted to brachamim at that hour, Abraham was happy to look and know his name and to adhere to him, because he was blessed with ko. And though the dinim awakened from her, Abraham considered her that sfira, even though she is din, as if it was rachamim, because other than it, he would not have sons, as it is written, and he considered her in the female form, and he considered her the sfira of malchut. He considered her as charity, which is rachamim, and tzedek is din, and tzedakah, charity, is rachamim. Ko is the last sfira, malchut, and it's called tzedek, and dinim awakened from her. And Abraham, even though he knew that dinim awakened from this tzedek, considered her as charity, as no dinim that are awakened from her, because she is rachamim. And the Creator blessed Abraham with all. 192. And the Creator blessed Abraham with all, is as it is written, because all in the heaven and the land. As he blessed Abraham in the Sfira of Yesod, which is called Kol, which is the bestowing and blessing of the measure of Malchut. Kol Yesod, receiving from the heavens, from Zeranpin, and bestowing to the land, to Malchut. It's written, "So you shall bless," for the priest to bless the Malchut called Ko. And for Israel to bless Ko by the priest, in order to bless Israel below, and the blessing to be found in all. And in the future it is written, "The Creator shall bless you from Zion." Thank God, from Zion, who dwells in Jerusalem. For Malchut will not need to be blessed first, but the blessing will be found in her always. Zion is the internality of the Malchut, and Jerusalem is the externality of Malchut. The Brides of Moses, 193. It was on the day that Moses rose the Mishkan, the bride entered the chuppah. Hence, if so, it is written, how would they be clarified in the day of the Brides of Moses? It should be enough to say, in the day Kalot. But it teaches that Moses entered. And if did not divinity not get be delayed and not enter in its place? It's written, after all, that Moses could not come to the tent of Moed, and the cloud dwelled upon it, and the glory of the Creator was upon the abode, and the Shekhinah was in this tent of Moed, and that prior to that day. But there's no before or later in Torah. And it is written that Moses could not come, but he is late from what is written here. 194. And it was in the day Kalot Moshe. The Shekhinah, the divinity, is called Kalat Moshe, the bride of Moses. As it is written, you went up to the heavens on the day that you were taken as a prisoner, and you took gifts in man. But in the time that the Creator said to him, remove your shoes from your feet, the mountain was shaked, and the angel Michael stood before the Creator and said, do you want to destroy the building of man? After all, it is written, male and female he created them and blessed them. And the blessing is only in one who is male and female. And why did you say to Moses to separate from his wife? After all, remove your shoes from your feet means for him to separate from his wife, as the writing is talking in a pure tongue. 195. The Creator told him, after all, Moses has gone forth and was fruitful. Now I want him to carry the Shekhinah, and for him, the divinity will come down to the generation with him. As it is written, you have gone out to the up and to the heavens, and you have taken it as a prisoner. The prisoner is divinity. You took it with Moses. It took it with him. It's not written in man with the bet, but with Adam in the bet kmutza, as it is implying a man who is known above, which is Zeranpin, and the gift is the Shekhinah, as the Zeranpin that he gave him. And at the day that the Shekhinah came down, it was married to Moses, which came down, as it is written, on the day of the bride of Moses. 196. And then Joshua, whose face was as the face of the moon, was written, remove your shoes, as he did not separate his wife, but in known times for the sake of prophecy. Because divinity is not carried with him so much, and he was not worthy of it. As it is written, and Joshua fell upon with his face to the ground, but here, Kalat Moshe, for certainly, as he took gifts in man, it's written gifts without Vav, which is the sign of the multiply. And it surrounds the divinity, which is unique. Blessed is the part of Moses who wanted the glory of all the rest of the people in the world. A president for one day. 197. And the Creator said to Moses, a president for one day. One president for one day will be offered on the altar for the day as the days above that they were educated to be blessed, which are the 12 boundaries, Chugtum. And each of them, there are three lines, which are the 12 boundaries, which are divided. And each is corrected and educated with a blessing by those presidents above, that are below, sorry. And each president would correct one day. They're all blessed thanks to the altar above, Bina. And even the lower world, and even the nations of the world are blessed. 198. If they would not offer the 12 presidents, the world could not stand before the 12 presidents of Ishmael. As it is written, the 12 presidents for their nations. And when they offered the 12 presidents to Israel, the control was taken from them all. That's why it is one president per day. 199. And all that they offered is like what they offered above, so that they will all be blessed. As it is written, 60 deers, Atudim 60. As it is written, 60 heroes surrounded her, which are Chagat Nehi of Zeranpin on the side of Gvura. As each is included from 10, and they are 60. One spoon filled with gold and filled with incense against the Malchut. Blessed is the part of the righteous who the Creator bestows upon blessings and hears their prayers. And it's written about them, he turned to the prayer of Arar and not contempting their prayer.
All right. Yes.
Can I ask about two states?
You don't hear.
Can I ask about two states? The desirable and the desired and the existing state for some reason?
Ask.
When I have my state and I see it in my eyes, in the state above reason that we are imagining.
Yes.
It's like that all day long. What needs to happen?
What needs to happen to always be adhered to faith above reason. Whatever you feel and see and understand from your state within reason, that there's nothing good in it, so it seems, you depict to yourself a state where above reason you're adhered to the Creator and you are doing it as if he's revealed completely in front of you in everything, and you're corrected and you're lacking nothing.
And it continues like that
all the time. It continues like that all the time. In that, you're not lying, because you're on one hand in your senses, in what you have. Judge has nothing than what he, other than what he sees, and then on the other hand, you are in the faith of the wise. You are in spirituality. You are in correction.
But what's the movement?
What does it add? What does it give you?
Something needs to change throughout the day, either the upper or the lower. Something has to move.
During the day, you need to feel that the Creator is giving you the disturbances. All of a sudden, you'll feel yourself in all kinds of depictions, in all kinds of actions, these imaginations that come to you, or you'd want to be in them. These pictures that are corporeal. You know what I mean. And from them you'll have to work in faith above reason. Afterwards, there will be exercises that are more advanced. But in the meantime, you need to keep depicting to yourself the corrected world. You're corrected, and that's the way you behave. Yes.
Last, when you get those disturbances and you find yourself in all this corporeality, you need to build in return this corrected state.
Yes.
What can you base your building upon? What?
Imagine to yourself that you're in a degree of bestowal, a degree of love, that you love people, that you're in contact with them, that you're in connections, in corrections with them, you're in all good with them, that you feel that nothing's lacking. I'm telling you from experience. There will be disturbances. All right? Good? Who? Dudi?
I want to continue the direction. When you're in a trend to faith above reason, constantly longing for it, what's missing in that point?
Nothing's missing, but you start to feel that for a long time you've fallen from there.
What's a state of above reason? It's just an aspiration for above reason.
You're yearning to be in faith above reason, and that's where you'll be, and it depends how you depict it.
The trend of being in faith above reason is already faith above reason?
That's already faith above reason. Continue, and you'll see how it's joining you more and more. We'll feel afterwards a spiritual degree, the force of bestowal. In the meantime, we're just in the inclination towards it.
The moment he examines where he is or sees where he's going, that state's already...
Where it is, I feel that within reason, I'm in all kinds of pictures that are corporeal. I need to depict to myself above reason that I'm there. And then be grateful and be happy that I establish such a degree. Yes.
To ask for forces to all the time be as if...
And ask for the strength.
For that.
Yes. And trust him. He's always going to knock you down. Yes.
A friend from Israel is asking, lately you're giving a lot of internal practical exercises. There's a feeling like we can't follow all the nuances of what you're trying to bring to us. Is it worthwhile to create a booklet or a page with all those advices?
No, not a page, not a booklet. You need to write. To listen again. You need to talk about it in your conversations that you have throughout the day. You need to add more to it. It's a way, it's a level that's very important on the spiritual ladder. It's like to enter Israel, it took 400 years and then 4,000. It took 4,000 years and 400 years. It takes time.
No, habibi.
Yes, my friend.
Erev tov, mori yakar sheli.
Erev tov, talmid yakar sheli.
Good evening, my dear teacher. Good evening, my dear student. Question, question.
Lama?
Today you really slaughtered me in the morning lesson. Rav, why? I don't know, it was a feeling I had. Rav, for you to get angry, you seem to have a short fuse. You're immediately on fire. What's good in that? A man is someone who knows how to be patient. So be a man. Yochai, how? Rav, it's a prayer. There's nothing more. I'm like that myself. So you understand me? Rav, I understand you, but what can you do? I get angry very fast. We'll continue. A little more. Reading from Balotcha, as a bridegroom coming out of his chuppah. 1. There is an English text. Happy are Israel, for the Creator desired them and gave them the true law, the tree of life, by which man inherits a life in this world and life in the next world. Anyone who delves in the Torah and clings to it has life. And anyone who leaves the words of Torah and becomes separated from the Torah, it is as though he has parted with life, because she is life, and all her words are life. It is written about that, for they are life, and it shall be healing to your body. 2. The tree of life, Ziranpin, is gripped from above downwards. And the light of this sun, Ziranpin, which shines for all, begins from the Rosh, head, Chabad, and spreads directly through the guf, the body of the tree, Tiferet. 2 sides are gripped in it, one to the north and one to the south. One is right, Chesed, and one is left, Gvura. When the sun shines from the guf of the tree, it empowers the right arm first, meaning chesed, and shines forcefully. And from the left shines the force of the right, Gvura, and becomes included in his light. 3. It is written, he is as a bridegroom coming out of his chuppah. His chuppah is the crown that his mother crowned him with on his wedding day, which are the mochin chabad that he receives from his mother Bina. Coming out of his chuppah is the rosh of all the light chabad. This is the beginning of everything, called the end of the heaven. Bina, from which Ziranpin, called heaven, begins and emerges, and then he comes out as a real bridegroom, coming out to meet his bride, the beloved of his soul, and spreads his arms, chesed and gvura, to receive her. 4. Similarly, it is as a bridegroom coming out of his chuppah. The sun, Ziranpin, spreads to the west, Malchut. When the west approaches, the north side, Gvura, rises up against her first, approaches the West, and mates with her in her place. This is so because the beginning of Zivug Zeranpin is in the left, Gvura, which is reconciliation and obtaining permission. As it is written, let his left hand be under my head, and then the south side, which is right, Chesed, as it is written, and his right hand embrace me. Then he rejoices as a strong man to run his course, to illuminate the moon from the middle line, Yesod. When you mount the candles, refers to the upper candles, the Sfirot of Malchut, all of which shine from the sign, Zeranpin, together. Happy is the people that knows the joyful shout. 5. Happy is the people that knows the joyful shout. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your continuance. Happy are Israel, for the Creator gave them the Holy Torah and taught them His ways so as to adhere to Him, to keep the commandments of the Torah and to be rewarded with the next world. He brought them near when they came out of Egypt, for then He brought them out of the other authority and raised them to unite in His name. Then the children of Israel were called free from everything, for they did not sit under another authority, and He raised them to unite in His name, which is above everything, which governs upper and lower. 6. Out of His love for them, He called them my Israel is my son, my firstborn, such as above, like Zeranpin, who is called the firstborn, and He killed every firstborn from the Sitra Achra, above and below, to deliver them. He untied the tied and imprisoned ones, above and below, which the Egyptians had done so that Israel would not be able to exit Egypt, and He made them free from everything. This is why the Creator did not wish to deliver them through an angel or an emissary, but He Himself. Also, He knew how to tell the firstborn from the not firstborn, to know everything, to untie the imprisoned, and they are not in the authority of another emissary, but in His hand. 7. On that night, when the Creator wished to kill all those firstborn, when night fell, singers came to sing before Him. The Creator told them, it is not the time for singing, for my sons on the earth are singing a different tune. When half the night had passed, a northern wind was stirred, and the Creator took vengeance for Israel, and Israel were singing aloud. And then the Creator liberated them from everything, and all the high angels and all the high camps were listening to the voices of Israel after they were circumcised, and marked their houses with that blood, and the Passover blood in three notes, and the Passover blood in three notes on the lintel and on the two doorposts. 8. What is the reason that they wrote the blood on the lintel and the two doorposts? It is because it is a holy writing. When the destroyer came out and saw that blood written on the doorway, he pitied Israel. As it is written, the Lord will pass over the door. Yet, if the Creator was the one who came and killed in the land of Egypt, and not some other emissary, why this writing on the doorway? After all, everything was revealed before Him. Moreover, what is and will not allow the destroyer, which would mean that he is an emissary? It should have said, and he will not destroy. 9. Indeed, it is certainly so. For it is written, the Lord struck all the firstborn. The Lord means He and His courthouse, Zeranpin and Malchut. His courthouse is here, which is why it writes, the destroyer. In every place, an act must be shown below, so as to awaken its corresponding one above and be saved. This is why they had to place the blood on the lintel and the two doorposts, to awaken upon them the mercy from above. This is similar to the offerings on the altar, so there will be no destroyer. 10. This is so in action, meaning sacrifices, when it is not needed, such as on Rosh Hashanah, which is the Day of Judgment, and slanderers are opposed to accuse Israel. Offerings alone do not suffice. Rather, words are needed, meaning prayers and supplications, and they must demonstrate in the act of shofar to evoke another shofar, bina. In this shofar we adduce rachamim and din, judgment, together. Like the upper shofar, bina, which adduces a sound, zeranpin, that contains chesed, din, and rachamim together, since tiferet, which is zeranpin, comprises chesed, din, and rachamim. We blow the shofar in order to evoke rachamim and to break the litigants so they will not dominate on that day. When rachamim are awakened, all the candles above, meaning the sefirot, shine from this side and from that side, from the right and from the left, and then in the light of the king's countenance is life. 11. When the priest intended to light candles below and would bring the incense closer, the upper candles, the sefirot, would shine at that time. Everything was connected, and joy and gaiety were in all the worlds. As it is written, ointment and perfume rejoice the heart. This is why it is written, when you mount the candles.
הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב ומנעים שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב ומנעים שבת אחים גם יחד Ine mato, shevet achim gam yachad. Ine mato, shevet achim gam yachad.